Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Parakei Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled, and today's Mishnah are being learned by Schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Afan Yerziva Hagun Bekarav Mamish. I'll continue with more Ribbis cases. Machal Esasada, a fellow sowed somebody else a field, but not only mixes damim, and the buyer paid some of the money. He gave a down payment. Va'amar Loi, and the seller told him, Emes Hashetirza, whenever you want, have a mice, bring the rest of the money, Vital Shalach, and then you could have your field. Usher, it's usher for both of them to benefit from the produce while they're waiting for the rest of the money. And why is that? Well, because Mamon of Shachel is going to be Ribbis. If the Lekeach doesn't pay up, the Meicher is going to refund him in the down payment, which basically is viewed as a loan that the Lekeach gave him, and if the Lekeach was eating the fruits, that's Ribbis, because he not only is getting his money back, but he's also getting fruit. And if the Lekeach does pay the rest, but the Meicher was eating the fruit, it turns out that the Meicher received more than the price because he gave the Lekeach extra time to pay. Here we have another scenario. Hilvo al-Sodeu, let's say he lent him money, and the security, if you will, was the borrower's field of Amar Loi, and the lender told the borrower, Im iyatonoisen li mikan v'atshalashanim, if you don't pay me back from now, by the end of 3 years, harehi shali, that field of yours that you designated is going to belong to me. It's mine. So harehi shali, it belongs to him, and this is totally valid. And that's because he used the word me'achshav, from now, and so this is actually considered a sale and not a loan, and therefore it's permitted. There's no ribbis issues. Now, it also has to be that the fruit is put by a shlish, by a third party, so neither the lender nor the borrower are going to be able to benefit from it in this interim time. And this is what Baisus ben Zayin used to do based off of the instruction of the Chachamim. And then we've gone to Mishnah Dalet. We're going to have a number of similar cases. They're all called Iska. And before we read the Mishnah inside, let's just understand this outside. An Iska business deal always has two partners, an investor with the capital, which is either money or merchandise, and the guy who does all the legwork, he's the manager. And the profits and losses are split 50-50. So let's say the manager was given $100 and he grows this investment to $120. That means the profits are $20. The investor is going to receive his capital of $100 back along with $10 in profit. Whereas if the manager's work goes sour and they're left with only $80, that means that there was a loss of $20. So that's also split. The manager is going to give the investor $90 back, which results in this loss of $10 for the investor and a loss of $10 for the manager as well. Now, if we view this ISCA arrangement with different glasses, it really turns out that half of the capital is loaned to the manager. He borrows half of it and therefore he suffers half of those losses and gets half of those gains. And the other half is really just investors and he's doing work on behalf of him for that half. And here's what the Ribbis issue is. Since the manager is working for both of them, and as we just said, when there's profit, half of that is given to the investor because his half of the capital gained. That's Ribbis because the manager never got paid for his legwork on the investor's half. He did that work for free. So it turns out that because the manager was loaned half of the capital, he provided a free service in exchange for the investor by managing the investor's part of the investment for free without taking anything for it. And that's Ribbis. And here the Mishnah lists a number of cases. One is not an install, a storekeeper, if you will, for half profit. That's where the investor gives merchandise to the chenveni, has him sell it for him, and he receives half of the profits. And by the same token, the investor is not allowed to give money for the chenveni to buy payrois for mechzeschar. And again, this is the same situation. It's just that he's giving money instead of giving actual merchandise. And the only time this is permitted is LMK nosen leischar kapayel. He has to pay him like a worker. Since the issue is that the chenveni is working on the investor's half for free in order to take away that ribbis issue, he has to get paid like a pile. He has to get paid for working for that half, and then we have no problem. Another example, in Mashivin Tarnagon and Lemechza, when it's not allowed to be mice of chickens for a half profit, this is where the investor provides the eggs. The manager has the hen, which is going to sit on the eggs. He's going to wait till they hatch, and then he's going to take care of the little chicks himself, and that's the profit from eggs to chicks. And again, it's just a 50-50 split. That's a problem. And furthermore, if Ain Shaman Agol Nusyach Lemechza, no evaluating young calves or young horses for half profits also. This is where the investor gives a young calf or gives a young horse to the herdsman and he's going to raise it and take care of it. And when it gets older, they're going to split the profits. That's also a problem, once again, because the manager is working for the investor's half for free and he's not getting paid for it. And the only way this is permitted is LMK, nice and leischar amalai umazainai. He's only allowed to do this if he's paid for his work and for the food that it costs to feed these animals, and then there's no issue. Now, the Mishnah does tell us a permitted situation. Avol makab magal musyach lemechza, he could take these young calves and horses for mechza, and this is where the profits are split 50-50, and the manager does not have to be paid for the food or his work, and that's because they were never evaluated beforehand, and so it's not considered like a loan. Now, once we're on this topic of this manager who's the herdsman raising these animals, how long does he have to raise them for? At minimum, he has to raise them until they reach a third of their full growth, and then if the manager wants out, he can force the owner or the investor to sell, and then he can receive his profit. But chamar, when we're dealing with a young donkey that's being raised to a grown one, he has to at minimum raise it until it's able to hold a load. That's what Tainus means, a load that can be put on its back. And then if the manager wants out, he can force the investor to sell. Work we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases of Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.